This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden at the House Democrat Caucus Issues Conference yesterday puts the blame of America's fentanyl crisis on former President Trump. Biden's comments to a mother who spoke out about her two sons being killed by fentanyl poisoning.
She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in California for several snowed-in mountain communities in San Bernardino and Los Angeles counties. This woman is stuck in her home in Twin Peaks, just like her neighbors.
Nobody can get on our street, and everybody's in the same boat. They're buried under the snow, and many of them are elderly. They need their medications. They need food. Their pets don't have food.
The FBI is reporting a man was arrested yesterday and charged with attempting to place an explosive or incendiary device on an aircraft after his bag triggered an alarm at Lehigh Valley International Airport in Pennsylvania. The FBI said that 40-year-old Mark Muffley from Lansford, Pennsylvania, checked a suitcase on Monday for a flight that was heading to Sanford, Florida. The FBI described it as a live explosive device. Muffley's alleged intent is not known at this time. A Chicago police officer who was badly wounded during a shootout with a gunman yesterday on the southwest side has died. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown
and began running from officers armed with a gun. The officers began pursuing this offender at close range. Shots were exchanged. The offender was struck in a critical condition.
This is USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
63-year-old Harold Carpenter has been tied to a 1979 murder case in El Dorado County, California. Investigators found a DNA match for an unrelated crime in Washington State, where he sits in jail waiting for extradition. Patricia Carnahan was murdered at a campground in Lake Tahoe. A San Diego, California attorney has been sentenced to just over 1 year in prison for stealing more than $500,000 in life insurance premium payments. 76-year-old Howard Abbott has been ordered to pay $1.8 million in restitution. In addition to prison, Abbott will have to spend over 1 year in home confinement after he's released from prison. The royal rift continues, this time with an eviction of Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have been asked to vacate their residence in Britain. Frogmore Cottage, on the grounds of Windsor Castle, was going to be their permanent home until they gave up royal duties and moved to California. According to the Sun newspaper, King Charles III started the eviction process on January 11th. Coincidentally, that's the day after Harry's book Spare was published. In the book, Harry disclosed many royal secrets and private conversations between him, his brother Prince William, and their father, who's now the king. I'm John Schaefer.
Two, one, and it's power. And with
NASA and SpaceX's Crew 6 launch to the ISS is a success. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We got Grover Norquist standing by, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Going to talk about the Washington Post reporting that the Biden White House has been talking about raising Social Security taxes. Also, maybe right off the bat, I want to talk about, you know, what's happening with our retirement investment and savings. The Biden administration, in order to find ways to get their agenda through, are rejecting a bill that Congress said no to regarding ESG investments and how our investments, our retirement investments, are going woke. And we know that that which goes woke is going broke. Grover Norquist joins us now. Grover, how you doing?
I'm doing reasonably well.
It never stops, does it? It is amazing. Okay, please.
1,000 miles away, but it's true.
All right. Okay.
Ukraine.
Give it to us.
Ukraine, which is in the middle of a war, has historically had a problem with corruption. And they are, in a couple of weeks, unveiling a new tax policy, which takes tax rates down towards 10%. Their corporate rate was something like 80%. When you have taxes that high, people don't pay them. They pay officials, not the taxes. And,
right.
And the IMF goes, the International Monetary Fund, and we really hate corruption, but you should keep high tax rates. So these are heavily well-paid idiots who go around in the third world. They should stay stupid and poor.
Well, and you know what happens? It's so indicting and obvious, right? I mean, it's like, follow the money. People do that which they get rewarded for. Of course they're going to say, hey, that bad idea, right? It doesn't serve their interest.
Yes, that's absolutely crazy. They love the idea of poor people needing to go to the IMF to make loans. It's as if local loan shark kept criticizing the bank, which would give you market rates, because they want you coming to them.
It is amazing how this, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, Grover. I mean, and these governments, it's funny because when they talk, you know, when you hear Zelensky and that, he always talks about the people, but that's all a ruse. I mean, this is what governments do. They talk about the people up front, but you're not seeing what's in the other hand. And the other hand is what's serving them and what's rewarding them at the expense of the people. And the people are somehow deluded and gaslit into thinking that all is well.
Now, I'm just happy that they're going to get the rates down. Bulgaria did this a number of years ago. They phased down from 40% rates down to 10%. Revenue kept increasing every year. You want to, side economics?
Yeah, exactly.
Bulgaria, of all places.
Right. But, you know, the thing is they're going to have to go through some sort of, you know, psychiatric therapy because they're not going to know what to do with this money. And, you know, here they are used to operating in a certain model. And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, capitalism comes into play here. And if they make the appropriate moves, it will go well for Ukraine, will it not?
Oh, I think it will be extremely helpful to the Ukraine. And by the way, at the end of this war, one way or the other, either the West can send a whole bunch of United States, Germany, spend a whole bunch of money to help rebuild the place, or, as in World War II after Germany, in Germany after World War II, they could open up and move to a much more free market, starting with lower taxes, which is when Germany turned around. It wasn't that we were showering them with cash. It's when they undid all the wage and price controls that the Americans told them was the smart move, because this was, you know, Democrats' heyday of, FDR and Truman. Mm. They thought that was sound economics.
Exactly. And so what happened to sound economics along the way, Grover?
Well, we have two parties in the United States.
Right.
That used to sort of be a mishmash ideologically, because you had Southerners who were pretty conservative, but they were Democrats because Sherman was mean to Atlanta recently. And then you had people in the North who were very, very liberal. They were Republicans because Lincoln was a Republican. They're not rhinos. They're Lincoln Republicans. They're just they're being a Republican and their worldview are not connected in any way. And you see this in some of the overwhelmingly Republican states in the up in the North, which is odd, North Dakota, South Dakota sometimes. But here's the good news, that during the lifetime of Reagan, that largely sorted out. And the project I've been most engaged in since 1986 is getting all the Republicans to sign a pledge to the American people not to raise taxes. We now have 80-90% of all the guys in the House and the Senate, all the leadership, all the Republican presidents since Reagan. And as long as the Republicans had the House or the Senate, taxes have not been raised in Washington at the federal level. They only get raised when the Democrats have the House, Senate, and the presidency, which unfortunately has happened three times in the last 20 years. But when the Republicans, for 60% of the time since 94, that's when all the Republicans decided to take the pledge and stop raising taxes. Since 94, the Republicans have held the House, the Congress, House and Senate, for 60% of the time. So being the party that doesn't raise taxes, they may invade small countries they can't pronounce, but they will not raise your taxes. That's good enough to win most of the elections, as long as they keep their word, which they have ever since Bush demonstrated to America, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated what happens to Republicans who raise taxes and break their word. They lose
the election. Yeah, without a doubt. What about the incoming class? Did you get them all signed up? Where are you at in terms of them signing the pledge?
Yeah, most of them have signed the pledge. There are a couple that I'm going doing meetings. I just did one the other day with somebody. We just never got the pledge to him in the middle of a campaign. You know, we kept sending it and stuff, but they get busy. They go, oh, sure, of course. So I'm just getting it in front of everybody. There isn't anyone in the House or the Senate who says, on principle, I'm not going to make this commitment. Every once in a while you get somebody who says, well, I don't do pledges. I said, read it. It's to the American, because what they think it is some questionnaire from the special interest group, which with 27 moving parts and a bunch of weasel words. And what you promised, I promised to balance the budget. You and what army? What do you mean? I promised never to raise taxes. I can do that.
Yes.
I can't balance the budget as a congressman.
Right, exactly.
The president, the House, the Senate.
Yes.
But I can promise that which I can control, whether I vote for tax increase. And when you get all the Republicans to make that commitment, that means the party won't. And when the party has control of one House or the other, or both, preferably, then taxes just don't go up. And so it really works. Argentina is using the taxpayer protection pledge now. Our friends in the conservative guys in Italy are doing this as well. So it's moving into some other states, and the woman who was prime minister briefly but is now leading the pro-taxpayer wing of the conservative party. Sadly, there's only a wing of the conservative party in Britain that's against tax increases. But she's working there to turn that party into a party like the Republican Party at the national level that won't raise taxes. Some states, the Republicans will still raise taxes. Wyoming. Are you hearing me? Wyoming?
Yes.
And some did recently. Virginia, I mean, over the last 15 years, Virginia, Nevada, and Colorado, all of them threw away their, these were red states that they threw them away because they were raising taxes. Virginia is now back on track with Governor Youngkin. He's a pledge maker. He's not going to raise taxes.
Exactly.
But Colorado and Nevada are still suffering from that history of tax increases.
Yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Grover Norquist. We're going to talk ESG and your retirement and what it means. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into your thinking. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? Perhaps gift $100 a month over the next year. In essence, battling the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state. Your tax-deductible gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
White House recently issued a new regulation that will allow, and this is interesting, you know, will allow investment fiduciaries, including 401k plan managers, to offer investment options that consider environmental, social, and governance, ESG issues, such as climate change, social justice initiatives. So it's no longer going to be about increasing, and in the midst of our economy right now, when you want your investments operating on all eight cylinders to maximize whatever potential opportunity you can have from your retirement account, as if we're not getting chewed up enough by inflation and the other Biden policies. Joe Biden has now introduced this to basically mediocritize our investment accounts. Grover Norquist was with us. Grover, what do you think about this brilliant idea?
It is a very damaging idea. The law up until now, and still the law, has always presumed in all 50 states that if you gave your money, invested in an individual retirement account or 401k, your pension funds, that you're expecting to be there for when you retire, that your life saving would be in the hands of somebody who had a fiduciary responsibility to maximize the return on your investment. So they don't invest in their brother's up-and-coming failure. They don't do what the Teamsters pension plan used to do, which is give it to their friends. You're not supposed to invest in something, you know, we're going to make energy out of green peas or something. And what Obama says is, or Biden, his executive order says, you know, if you think that it'd be fun to invest somebody else's money in the zone over here because you think it has something to do with the environment, or basically the other one, social justice kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you're giving money away to people because something, and that would qualify as ESG, governance, education, social governance. Anyway, everything the left
Yeah, equity. That's the whole deal with the Democrats. It's all about equity. And, you know, forget about return on investment, like you say. So my question is, this wink-wink to these investment fiduciaries, what's in it for them for doing this?
Well, they're having fun going to all the dinner parties and everybody telling them how swell they are. Two, you know how teachers don't like their students to take tests? Because sometimes it might point out that the teachers really suck at what they do, and maybe you need different teachers. Okay, if you're an investment guy and you are losing money or doing, you know, getting a 1% rate of return when you should be getting a 7% rate of return, in the old days they'd come and fire you, and all your friends on Wall Street would go, "You're an idiot." Instead, now the guy says, "Oh, we lost money last year, but you know, we planted a whole bunch of trees in northern Nigeria. And that would be good for the environment with your money." So people don't like to be judged or rated on some important factor that, in point of fact, everybody recognizes as a reasonable factor. You know, can your students read? Did you make more money or less money in your investments than everybody else in the world? So what they have is complete freedom to be as incompetent as they want and still run around and keep their jobs.
It basically unionizes, if I can say this, the mentality of investors. I mean, this whole union mentality that has been inflicted upon the American people, whether it's education or anything else, I mean, the reason that unions aren't flourishing is because it stifles excellence. It stifles that which would cause us to advance, and it mediocritizes. I can't imagine, Grover, for me, the way I was raised, and I know you probably the same way with your family. I'm sure your parents didn't say, "Hey, Grover, I want you to be mediocre. When you grow up, I just want you to just be so-so." Okay, That was never part of the language around our dinner table at home with my mom and dad. With nine kids, by the way.
Yes. Well, I had this example, but my mother told me I could do anything I wanted to do in life if I put my mind to it. And then, wicked woman that she was, she undercut that by saying, "Well, I suppose you can't be Queen of England." And I remember being outraged at the idea that I could not, at 10, become the Queen of England at some point. Yeah. And for the longest time, I kept maybe, somehow. And now, of course, this might be in the realm of possibility if I'm reading the newspapers correctly.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what's going on? The Biden White House now is talking about raising Social Security taxes. They're just relentless, aren't they?
They are. They had a bunch of left-wing Democrats, but I repeat myself, I stutter, come down and say you should really raise Social Security taxes on everyone. Now, mind you, this is the guy who told everybody he wouldn't raise taxes on anyone who earns less than $400,000 a year. Then he raised taxes on oil and natural gas, and then he raised all of these IRS agents that are going to go sick after people. While he was giving his speech on State of the Union address about I'm going to tax rich people with a wealth tax, the IRS was putting out the regulations on how they were going after people who made a living on tips to make sure they scraped every penny out of people who work on tips. Well, I don't know too many Americans who work for tips and make $400,000 a year. That is an attack on people in entry-level positions, and the president doesn't care. He wants their money. This whole thing about caring about low-income people or just taxing rich people, first of all, they don't have enough money to run the government. They just aren't rich people to do that. He knows that. Everyone knows that. But he keeps telling the lie, and the establishment press never calls him out on it. You remember whenever Trump would talk, they'd always, oh, we're going to fact-check that. When was the last time you saw somebody fact-check the White House?
Oh, yeah. No, they're carrying the water. We know that. I mean, they've sold themselves out. We were talking about this earlier in an early interview, how the professional journalism class has sold us out. They've sold us out, the American people. The reason the First Amendment was established was so that they would do their job and hold the government accountable, and they're doing none of that.
Yeah. Nope. They're not. Look, they're having fun giving. They get leaks from the government, right? From people who don't like somebody who wants to save money or spend less money or reform government so that it makes government workers work harder. So all they hear is from the people who don't want to do their jobs and don't want to be told what to do and just want a quiet life spending your money and get a huge pension at the end of the day. And they're not, and that's how they get all their leaks. That's how they get their stories. They don't go running around, you know, listening in people's windows about something. So why would you criticize the party of big government if you were expecting your sources, government employees, to provide you all the information that that you need? That's exactly what you don't want to have happen.
Exactly. Well, especially when you have the ruling class, this permanent ruling class, as thick and deep as it is, Grover, I mean, you don't have many options, do you?
Nope. Nope. And
that's it.
And if you pick a fight with those guys, they'll cut you off.
Yeah. No more cocktail party for you. Yeah, you don't get to go to cocktail parties.
No more leaks to you, so you have nothing to do.
Right. Exactly. Well, we got about a little over a minute left, and I did want to talk about the new state flat tax proposals that are out that you're reporting at ATR.
Oh, absolutely. Look, across the country, there are about 10 to 12 states that are moving to a single rate tax and then on to zero. Arizona's already gone from 4.5 top rate to 2.5. Flat tax, and then they're going to zero. Mississippi is going to a 4% flat tax, and then on to zero. Georgia's going down to about a 5% flat tax. Kentucky's on a 12-year march down to zero. North Carolina's been doing this for 12 years. Another 4 years from now, they'll have no corporate income tax. Another 6 years, there'll be no personal income tax. West Virginia's doing a 21% cut across the board this year. Ohio is going to a single rate tax this year, something under 3%, and then they want to move down to zero. Nebraska is going to a single rate and then to zero. Iowa's going from a top rate of 8.6. 4 years, they'll be at 3.9 as a flat rate, 3.9, and then they go to zero from there. Once you get to a flat rate income tax, it's very easy to get take it down because everybody benefits. And very
exactly.
To increase it because everybody pays.
Well, that's good news, ladies and gentlemen, from Grover Norquist. Thank you, Grover.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News Update. A Chicago police officer who was badly wounded during a shootout with a gunman yesterday on the southwest side has died. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown did not identify the officer or give his age.
And began running from officers armed with a gun. The officers began pursuing this offender at close range. Shots were exchanged between the offender and our officer, who is now deceased. The offender was struck in critical condition.
Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in California for several snowed-in mountain communities in San Bernardino and Los Angeles counties. This woman is stuck in her home in Twin Peaks, just like her neighbors.
Nobody can get on our street, and everybody's in the same boat.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about the new reality of remote working. It's swung power back toward the employees, making it crucial for organizations to develop their internal talent. However, even in the current fluctuating labor market, talent retention for employers and mobility for workers remain a challenge. Leo Gonzalez is with us. He's the Vice President of Workforce Solutions at the University of Phoenix, and we're going to talk about the current state of talent mobility, how digital talent marketplace platforms may result in more jobs being filled by internal candidates, boosting retention rates, reducing hiring costs, reducing gender and race bias, building a more engaged workforce, stronger culture, mentorships, all those great things that employers want and employees want in their workplace experience. Leo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Leo. Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, let's talk about talent mobility and why it's so important these days.
Talent mobility refers to the ability of workforce members to access new positions, develop skills, and reach new opportunities within their employer. Even before the pandemic, there were demographic shifts happening in the country, creating a very tight labor market. With the pandemic, that just got worse, and that labor market is that more competitive today. And the data shows that hiring internally is more cost-effective in resulting more engaged workforce than hiring externally. The University of Phoenix and Executive Networks recently conducted research with a survey of 600 human resource leaders and knowledge workers. And what we found out is that developing a reliable pool of internal talent results in an increase of employee retention, engagement, and satisfaction. As a matter of fact, two-thirds of the employees in our study agree that they would be more likely to stay with their company long term if they had more opportunities for career advancement within their employer.
Exactly.
His research also highlighted a gap in understanding. The employees are not really made aware of the opportunities that companies say are made available to them.
That's interesting. Well, you know, it brings back to focus the importance of a career path. I think anybody that goes to work wants to know, okay, what's my next step? Okay, you hired me here, but what does it look like for me a year or two down the road? Because I think it's quite interesting that human resources sometimes will ask that question. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? But, you know, here's the opportunity for the business to say, look, if you perform here, this is the career path you could be on and the opportunities that are at the forefront. Well, I'll tell you, I think that that's pretty engaging and, you know, that's music to the ears of potential employees, is it not?
It is. I think you really brought something really important, right? Most employees, and that our research indicated that, most employees really don't know how to navigate that process or don't have enough support from their employers to navigate that process of understanding what career pathways are available and then navigating the process of acquiring the skills that are needed to unlock those future opportunities. But technology has developed, and a skill-centric digital marketplace can allow employers now to unlock the potential of their workforce. Mm-hmm. Those platforms help resolve that gap in understanding between employers and employees about how to access the opportunities, and they can go a long way in increasing that transparency and visibility on internal opportunities to the employees. Mm-hmm. I like to think of them as dating apps of internal jobs. They allow employers to constantly scan for qualified candidates based on the skills they are developing and the preferences they have for future career opportunities, right? Companies can become also a lot more precise in how they develop their people, identifying which specific development activities apply to each individual within the organization.
Exactly. Well, the other advantage is that if you're in the organization, you become a cultural asset, do you not? Because you know the company, you know where the bathrooms are located, you've got a step ahead of somebody, many steps ahead of somebody who's coming in from outside the organization, right?
Yeah, and there is data that backs your point. External hires cost 18% more than internal hires. External hires are 21% more likely to leave during their first year of employment. And the companies that have a high rate of internal hiring, they find that the employees stay 41% longer if they're given an opportunity within the employer.
Exactly. Yeah, why not? I mean, to me, that's win-win. You know, in my experience in business, and I've been in the radio and broadcasting business for many years, Leo, and the life expectancy of people that work at radio stations sometimes is measured in months or very few years. And I saw people leaving the building, you know, taking with them all this experience, and, you know, it becomes a lost asset to the company. Had they been able to retain them, how much better off they would have been.
Absolutely. That's why retention is important, and that's why we believe mobility can be a lever to drive retention. And for the employees, it increasing that access to opportunities and giving them control over how they navigate that career path becomes really, really important. A digital talent marketplace can give that employee the chance to leverage the skills they already have, but also learn new things, enhancing their career through mentorships and projects on the job. And we looked at two companies in this study that I mentioned and saw key benefits for employees, like finding mentors, as well as increasing the number of new assignments that go to female applicants. So a stable, engaged workforce with access to mobility will create a better, stronger culture for the organization. And guess what? Over time, that starts attracting more easily external talent as well.
Exactly. How did you find that it reduced gender and race bias?
It was based on the underlying infrastructure of these platforms that utilize the presence of skills and not demographic characteristics about the employee in order to present them with the opportunities and outline matches for development for that individual, right? So the names, the race, the gender are not taken into account when evaluating whether that employee has skills or not. And exactly. More importantly, when matching to the opportunities, those are not taken into account. Well, most organizations today still rely on that legacy approach of heavily connected employees get the best opportunities, right? It's all about who you know, not what you know. With this approach of digital talent marketplaces, you can make it more about what you know and that be the primary factor that unlocks opportunities for employees.
Well, that's what the employee wants, is a fair chance to win, to go be productive, and the rest of the team to know that who's to the right or to the left of them is a producer, that they get the job done, right, that they can count on them. It's not, you know, at least my recent experience has been, it's not about gender. It's just, can you be productive? Can you help us accomplish our mission, right?
Absolutely. The transparency on skills is what allows an organization to start reducing that bias, right? Because the conversation shifts to who knows the individual, but more about what do they know, what capabilities they bring to the table, and how do those align to the needs of the organization, right?
Exactly.
And once you start making those matches, then it works well for the employer, it works well for the employee, everyone is winning.
Well, Leo Gonzalez with the University of Phoenix, the Vice President of Workforce Solutions, has been our guest talking about this new platform. Leo, where can they go for more information, please?
You can go to phoenix.edu/workforcesolutions.
Leo, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Great information here. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit Fibrinear-IPF.longboat.com and Fibrinear-ILD.longboat.com.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Big news! The 2024 election could be America's last! That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In the final battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls the final battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get the final battle in bookstores, or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX, or go online to finalbattle611.com, finalbattle611.com, to get your free copy today.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Evie Bear Carroll, joins us. You know, it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Hey, Evie, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, lots to talk about here. Before we get on to Candace Cameron Bure and The Chosen and the Movie Guide Awards, an exciting weekend with the Jesus Revolution and the Irwin Brothers up to their Irwin Brothers kind of success, right?
I know. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Because we saw kind of the revival at Asbury, and hopefully this will help with more of a revival throughout America. I mean, that would be incredible because we're seeing a good amount of people going to the movies for it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And speaking of revival, Asbury, they said they stopped it on Monday. I was trying to see, okay, what happened beyond that? Because, I mean, how do you tell the Holy Spirit, you know, get out of here? I just don't know how you do that. I mean, I don't mean to be sound irreverent, but it's like, look at the Holy Spirit is doing an incredible thing that you cannot, there's not enough college tuition debt to give you what the Holy Spirit is giving you absolutely free there at Asbury that is caught on and is spreading to other college campuses, as you say, across the country, even across the border up to Canada, eh?
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they chose to end it, but I guess they were saying for security purposes and logistical purposes, but, you know, I thought that was pretty interesting, but hopefully it'll just keep going, right? I mean, that's the hope for a revival is that it sticks in people's hearts.
That's the counter to any security issue, any economic issue, is the hand of God. But when you don't understand the hand of God to begin with, you miss out on this appointed time. You know, God bless these young people, these Gen Zers, who are holding on and holding out. And they did, I understand, they moved the worship and that over to Rupp Arena, about 30 miles down the road there at the University of Kentucky. And I haven't had an update to see if that has been able, if the handoff has been successful and that the worship continues there. We only pray that it does and continue to pray for the encouragement of these other college campuses because these kids are feeling it. I mean, they're seeing something seriously wrong here in River City. And, you know, God bless them for having the ears to, you know, to hear and eyes to see that it will be by the hand of God that they're delivered, not by any governmental force.
Yeah, and the other interesting thing is that even secular sites are trying to figure it out, right? Like Time Magazine is trying to figure it out, and everybody's trying, you know, what's going on here? Is this going to really kick off something? And, of course, many of the sites are negative when this is a complete positive. This is an amazing thing. And exactly. You're exactly right about the Gen Z. I mean, there's so much that's going on with them, with the world being topsy-turvy now, that they're trying to find an answer for it. You know, that's the answer for identity is Jesus.
Amen. Well, and you mentioned Time Magazine. It was Time Magazine that really was part of the genesis of the Jesus Revolution, and also from whence the title of the movie came from, because it was their expose. I mean, they said, wait a minute, something's going on there in the West Coast. We need to send a writer to check this out. And so he documented, and of course, this was, you know, interwoven within the storyline of, you know, Chuck Smith and Greg Laurie and Lonnie Frisbee, and of course the movement of the Holy Spirit in Southern California, which, you know, I mentioned to others, and maybe you and I touched on this too. I thought it was quite interesting, Evie, that, you know, at the same time as you had this revival taking place in Southern California, you had the young people that were also heading out, you know, to Woodstock, and it was all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and they didn't quite get the message, even though Lonnie Frisbee pointed this out in the movie to Chuck Smith, that, you know, these young people, what they were looking for was something better. They were looking for a spiritual answer, and this is what, you know, brought them to Timothy Leary and all the drugs and, you know, tuning in and dropping out and all that that went along with the you know, the dictum of the time there in the early 70s.
Yeah, and you know, that was my father's testimony too. He tried all of those things, and he was looking for God, and he went to India and had a guru and all this stuff, but at the end of the day, once he read the Bible, someone challenged him. He woke up the next day, and, you know, the colors were brighter and deeper, and his world felt right, you know, and so he said that none of that other stuff was satisfying.
Exactly.
And that's what I love about the movie, because it really shows, you know, it could show teenagers or younger people that, like, that's not the answer, right? That drugs are not the answer, and you know, all these other things are not the answer, but, you know, Jesus is the one that gives you the joy.
Exactly, and the testimonies continue to this day. I mean, and they've never stopped. It's just that we don't hear about them necessarily, and every once in a while, you know, God ordains an appointed time where he goes, okay, we're going to let the fires really flame up, and here we are in this Jubilee year, and you know, we've seen these, as you and I've talked about before, these bonfires, I call them bonfires of, you know, of revival taking place across the country, and I'm just praying that, you know, it just really spreads, that they connect and start, you know, going, you know, throughout this country, around the world, because same thing is being reported around the world as well, because the Holy Spirit isn't just about, oh, oh, well, let's go, you know, let's just go land on Kentucky and at Ashbury. You know, the Spirit of God is omnipresent, and it is all over for our benefit if we're willing to respond to it. Because, you know, there's no doubt there is pain being realized by people around the world because of these misguided governments that think that they're large and in charge. And of course, as we read in the book of Psalms in the second chapter, God laughs, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Hmm.
Well, great movie. Highly recommend it. I know, Evie, you feel the same way. It is a must-see, and great numbers over the weekend. Just short of 20 million, far and exceeded almost four times more than was originally expected. And for John Irwin, of course, this was his fourth A-plus cinema score. You know, to get an A-plus one time is, you know, is awesome. You know, we know that Stephen Kendrick has, you know, accumulated 3 A-plus cinema scores. So now the race is on, a competition between he and John, because John's got one more than he does. So we'll see what comes, comes out of their shop very soon as well. All right, let's talk Candace Cameron Burr. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to talk about, you know, the things that did well at our Movie Guide Awards that won.
Yeah.
Candace Cameron, she was so happy. She cried on stage that she's had such a tough year because of all that went on. And so we kind of have a list of great movies that you can watch you know, going into this year that were from last year, that we would, you know, encourage you to watch that one at the awards. So Running the Bases was a great movie.
Yes.
And had a sports, you know, element to it. Family Camp was a fun movie. I mean, it was a great movie to laugh at.
Yes.
And had great messages, and it's wonderful to have it. And of course, like we all know and we all talk about, you know, The Chosen was, there's a wonderful series, and it's still going strong and, you know, coming to theaters every so often. And so, you know, if you go on our site, we'll have a list of all the ones that won this year that are really, you know, good movies to watch with your family.
Are you excited that the Movie Guide Awards, I mean, for all the great work that your mom and dad have done, you know, the family in terms of Movie Guide and all that you do, and, you know, this is kind of your big annual party every year, and it just seems to, you know, continue to increase in notoriety and attendance. And also that, you know, this is, you know, people are really proud to come, which you think, wow, this is Hollywood. And obviously this is a faith-based, you know, a faith-based company and a time to honor God and talk about God freely. And to see the development of the Movie Guide Awards over the years, it's just got to be rewarding for you and your dad.
It's extremely rewarding. And, you know, we're very happy to have people feel supported and loved and encouraged to make more inspiring movies. Even the executive who made Lord of the Rings, which was the biggest, you know, they spent the biggest budget ever, $450 million on a show. He said, you know, this is the nicest place I've ever been. He said that on stage, that this is the nicest awards I've ever been to. Because we're just trying to love on people, encourage them, and tell them the good news.
Right.
So that's a wonderful thing to hear.
Yeah, and he said nobody got slapped, huh?
Yeah, no one got slapped. Nobody, no, you know, interesting agendas, you know.
And no wild costumes at the stage that you got to sit there and hide your children's eyes from seeing, you know. So it gets pretty crazy.
Yeah. You know, the person's the woman.
Without a doubt. A minute left here, Evie. Creed 3. Tell us about Creed 3 coming to a theater near you, right?
Creed 3 is for older audiences because it does have cursing and fighting, because it's about, you know, this is a spinoff from the Rocky franchise. And this one is even more about family and his Adonis Creed and his daughter and his wife and their family. So that's a beautiful part of the story. And someone comes from his past and challenges him, and so it's exciting. And so there's some really good themes, but I would say, you know, older audiences.
Yeah. And for those that have been missing, you know, some of the pugilistic, you know, film shooting, you'll get your fill of it in Creed 3, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there it is. All right. She is, of course, the host of Movie Guide TV. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from Biblical Worldview. And congratulations to Movie Guide once again for their 2023 Movie Guide Awards. Check it out at the website. Evie Bear Carroll. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the